11-13 was the record, Colby, and it's been an eventful year, I think. I mean, and it's been a roller coaster here and there. I mean, we had some really good stretches, some not so good stretches, and then you throw in the injuries that we've had this year, and it's been a bit of a challenge, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been a little bit of a challenge for us. Came out of the gates pretty hot and played well in our first eight games, and then started the year 7-1. Had a couple tough games to start the new year out in January with Lake Crystal and Janesville, and lost those two. But then that third game, losing Branson Huskins for the season with that ankle dislocation, was a big blow for us, both defensively and offensively. He's very athletic. And then later, early in February, losing Will Broman with a broken ankle has been really challenging. I mean, that's 40 points and probably 12 rebounds out of our lineup. So forcing guys to play bigger roles was difficult right away, but we started to get in our groove here at the end of the season. A couple weeks ago, losses to Wauseek and Worthington, which I thought we played very well in both of those games. Wins then against Medford, obviously the big last-second shot beating Windham, and then a nice win for us on the road last week against TCU. And things were really starting to come together. And then we had Waterville on the road, and Waterville had just gotten a point guard back within the last couple weeks who scored 14 against us. And we were kind of in control of that game, too, had a five-point lead at half, just kind of ran out of gas at the end of the game. So I really like the way that we've been playing to end the season here. Looking back at our season, you know, we took care of business and all the games that we should have taken care of business in, and just have not found a way to get an upset yet this year. So hopefully that comes tonight.
That would be good, for sure. And you mentioned about how the injuries have had have forced some guys on the team to take on bigger roles here. And I think if there's a silver lining, it's probably a good thing the injuries occurred a few weeks back and not like right before the playoffs, because you have had a little bit of time to get guys acclimated to their new roles, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Max Logie has been forced to, early in the season, was taking probably 4 to 6 shots a game, and now he's having to play a much bigger role and taking 10 to 15 shots a game. And he's really come so far here as a senior, and I've been really proud of his efforts. He always has a great attitude. He's always played the game the right way and has done some really good things for us. Also, seniors Taylor Davids and Noah Dahl have had to step up and play bigger minutes, too, and can't say enough about the effort that our seniors have given us and doing everything they can to go out on a high note. It's also given our younger players some opportunities, too, that will help them next year. And just like you said, yeah, the first two games after the Will Broman injury was New Ulm, which New Ulm is the best team in southern Minnesota, along with Mankato East, probably. And then we look at the next game was a Maple River team who had been playing well, and just we just weren't acclimated to those roles yet. So I'm much happier going into this Wauseek game, having probably 7-8 games under our belt with having to play those bigger roles.
All right, Wauseek here tonight. You mentioned that last game, 82-54 was the final score. You know, you commented that you played okay in that game, though.
Yeah.
But you got to play better if you want to pull the upset here tonight, I guess.
Yeah, we just had too many turnovers. I think we shot the exact same field goal percentage in that game as Wauseek did. It just, we had too many turnovers in the game and gave up too many offensive rebounds. They have a group that knocks down shots. And that last time we played them, Randy, they attempted 51 three-point shots.
Wow.
They were 16 of 51, and they have five guys that can make threes. They're not just shooters, they're makers, too. And then they have their their two best players, Deron Russell and Demaryius Russell, are incredibly athletic guards. They're good defenders. They find the shooters on their team, too, and we've done a pretty good job against them. The first two games we played against Waseca, actually, they're Zach Holscher and Laird Keaton are two guys that have hurt us pretty bad, and they're probably their fourth and fifth leading scorers. So they just got a lot of guys that can hurt you. We have to do a better job, like I said, defending the three-point line, rebounding, and then taking care of the basketball, just passing off at 2 feet. We spent some time in practice getting better at our press break. We did a good job breaking the press in the second half the last time we played them. And, our zone has given them a little bit of trouble at times. The first time we played primarily zone, up 9 at half, and things got away from us a little bit in the second half. So if we can do those things well and keep that halftime to make sure that the game is a single-digit lead by one team, we give ourselves a chance in the second half to make a run.
All right, there you go, folks. That's Colby Swanson, Buck head coach, on our pregame show. We'll take a break. Back with more coming up in just a moment.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask MinIowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
When your project calls for concrete, call on Bedrock Ready Mix, located north of Winnebago on Highway 169. They're your locally owned and operated Ready Mix cement, rock, and sand supplier, offering superior customer service to help you meet your project goals. Bedrock Ready Mix has quality products you can trust to get the job done. Call Bedrock Ready Mix 507-525-3400 or find them north of Winnebago on Highway 169. Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
Extend the life of your equipment with the best warranty program and risk management tool in the agriculture industry. The Cenex Total Protection Plan covers new and used equipment. Receive up to 10 years or 10,000 hours of engine coverage when you use Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster premium diesel fuel and synthetic lubricants. With no deductible, the Cenex Total Protection Plan provides unmatched coverage to give you the power you need to keep your business running like a well-oiled machine.
To enroll in the Cenex Total Protection Plan, contact New Way K&H Cooperative at 800-445-4111 or visit newway-knh.com.
A little over 4 months ago, I started my weight loss journey with some help from TAFE Wellness Center and their cutting-edge approach with tirzepatide. Weighing in at 166 pounds, I started my weekly injections from the recommended three-month program. In that time, not only did I lose almost 30 pounds, I also lost 22 total inches. My body fat dropped 5.9% and my BMI dropped 3.1. So in that 3 short months, I gained a lot of confidence and a new outlook on life. I have now been off the injections for over a month and am maintaining my weight loss.
TAFE Wellness Center. Take charge of your health.
Well, good evening, everyone, from Waseca here tonight. We are just about ready to roll with the start of tonight's section matchup here between Blue Earth area and Waseca. Let's take a look at the starting lineup in tonight's contest. First, for Blue Earth area, Max Logie, 6'2", senior. Gage Marker, 5'10", junior. Taylor David, 6'3", senior. Sully Dahlberg, 6'4", freshman. And Jacob Grandjeanette, the 5'10", junior, are the starters for Colby Swanson, Buck head coach. And the Bucks coming in at 11-13 to begin the postseason here this evening. Here's the Waseca starters for you tonight. Jerron Russell, 6-foot sophomore. Laird Keaton, 6'2", senior. Demarius Russell, 6-foot junior. Zach Halscher, 6'1", senior. And Andrew Robrand, the other starter, a 6'4", senior for the Blue Jays. And head coach Seth Anderson. And the Blue Jays 16-10 coming in to tonight's game. Everybody being introduced here before the start of tonight's game. We're going to get to the starting lineup here coming up in just a little bit. Take a look at the subsection as we begin play tonight. Here are the South subsection matchups here tonight. The number one seed was Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. I think most of the coaches in the subsection would agree they are the favorite. Although, there are certainly some other teams that can certainly contend for the subsection championship. But they are the number one seed. They're hosting New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva here tonight. And the other game in the top half of the bracket, number four seed Maple River hosting number five St. Clair here tonight. And the bottom bracket here in Waseca, of course, the Blue Jays are the number two seed. And they host the Blue Earth Area Bucks here this evening. The other game in the bottom bracket, the number three seed, Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton, hosting Waterville, Elysian, Morristown. So those are the pairings here in the first round. We'll try to keep you up to date on some of the scores from those other games here this evening. So we've given you the starting lineups. You've heard the coaches talk about tonight's matchup, and we're about ready to go here with the start. We're just going to get to the starting lineups here coming up in just a moment. Also tonight, in Section 2A, we have a game going on over on 98.1 FM tonight as well. United South Central hosting Alden Conger this evening. And so that game's currently live over on 98.1 FM. Of course, the winner of tonight will move on to play on Thursday. And this year, a little bit different twist in the South Section 2AA tournament. The semifinals are not at Mankato East like they have been for many years. This year, they're in Fairmont. And the winner of this game will play the late game roughly around 7:45 or so in Fairmont on Thursday night. And the first game at 6 o'clock will feature the winner of the Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial New Richland game and the winner of the St. Clair Maple River game. So that's a 6 o'clock game Thursday night in Fairmont this year. Followed that around 7:45 or so by the winner of this one against the winner of the JWP Waterville Legion Morristown game. So we're about ready to go. The starting lineup just finishing being introduced here for Waseca. Again for the Buck, Logie. Max Logie, Gage Barker, Taylor David. We're going to keep an eye on Taylor. He's been ill with the flu. And he lost a bunch of weight, too. Let me get a good look at him here. Where's he at? There he is. There he is. Oh, gee, and Taylor's not exactly a beefy guy anyway. But Colby Swanson told me he dropped about 15 pounds while he was sick. He missed the last regular season game, and he steps on the floor here, ready to jump at center court for Blue Earth Area. So we'll see how Taylor holds up here tonight. Sully Dahlberg, Jacob Grandjeanette, and then for the Blue Jays, Jerron Russell, Laird Keaton, Demarius Russell, Zach Halscher, and Andrew Robrand. And we are ready to play ball here as David steps in against Laird Keaton for the start of tonight's game. And here we go from Waseca. Opening tap is controlled by Waseca. And Deron Russell into the front court, goes right side. Demarius Russell, three-pointer right side. Halscher, no good. Now, these guys will not be afraid to shoot three-point shots. Kobe Swanson said that they took 51 threes, something like that, in one of their games this year. Inside, Davids trying to backdoor it to Gage Barker, but it's a turnover as the Blue Jays knock it away. And here comes Wasika into the front court. Deron Russell, left side, Keaton, kicked out right wing. Here's another three-point try. It's short, no good by Demarius Russell. Rebound, Wasika, though, right back underneath the hand. A bunny missed by Andrew Robrand there, and the Blue Jays come up empty. Here comes Flores area. That one dribbled off the foot of Logie and picked up, and the layup missed at the other end. The follow, no good. The Russells both got a shot at it, and they missed it both. Wow, that's not going to last for long, I can tell you. They won't keep missing shots like that, but there's two easy shots there. The layup was missed, and then the follow right underneath missed again. That was kind of unbelievable there. Bucks still have it. Back with the ball now, no score. Left corner, here's a three-pointer. Good by Sully Dahlberg. So Dahlberg draws first blood. Bucks up 3-0 on the three-pointer. Here comes Wasika into the front court. Demarius Russell off to Deron. Deron on top. Right side, Keaton now. He drives in. Shot up, no good. And it's tipped out of bounds by Bluer's area underneath. Well, if the Bucks are going to have a chance, that's what's got to happen. Is Wasika's got to have a horrible shooting night here. They're 0-for-6 on their first six shots. Inbound to Laird, and his shot in front, partially blocked, no good. 0-for-7 now, and on the rebound, a jump ball will go to Blue Earth area. So Wasika, 0-for-7 on their first seven shots of the game. Blue Earth area leads 3-0. A little bit of half-court pressure. Bucks get it across the line. Barker on the right side. Barker pulls it out near half-court. And the Bucks set up there. Handed off to Dahlberg now. Dahlberg. Left side, Logie penetrating, fell down, kept the dribble going, though, and gets it off to Davids. Davids driving the baseline, kick back out, and drive and a scoop shot. Good underneath there by Jake Grandjeanette, 5-0 Blue Earth area. 5-0 run for the Bucks to start the game. Demarius Russell into the front court, goes right side now for Laird Keaton in the corner. Reversed around, Halscher has it. Back out, Keaton, three-pointer, short from the right wing, rebound tipped around, and what do we got? Whistle, and a foul on Blue Earth area underneath. First substitution of the game, Carson Onstead is in for Wasika. He is a 6-foot junior. Buck foul was on Davids, that's his first, and the Blue Jays inbound. Onstead, no, nice bounce pass there to the low block. Easy layup for Andrew Robrand. Off a great feed there. So right away, Onstead gets on the floor and makes a beautiful feed. Here's the Bucks now breaking the pressure at half court and a foul as Sully Dahlberg gets it into the front court on Wasika. That's on Onstead, I believe. Yep, that'll be his first. First on Wasika, Bucks inbound underneath. Lobbed out on top to Dahlberg. Dahlberg gets it off now to Barker. Barker off to Davids, who lost the dribble. Stolen away by Wasika. Second turnover. At the other end, three-pointer. Good by Demarius Russell. You knew they weren't going to keep missing those. He got an open look on the left wing as the Bucks a little slow getting back after the turnover. And we're tied at 5. Bucks get the gets trapped here. Davids trapped at half court. Ball comes loose again. Stolen by the Blue Jays, and the trap works. Demarius Russell to Keaton, right corner. Good. Wait a minute. That's actually Onstead with the three there. And just like that, Wasika erases a 5-0 deficit, and now they lead 8-5. They have another trap on. And this time Jake gets it out of there. Jake Grandjeanette, and he gets it to Davids for the three from the right side. Davids hits the three. Timeout. We're tied at 8. And there is 14:06 left to go here in the first half. Back after we take this 30-second timeout.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. We realize here at Elizabeth Chevrolet that the internet is the new way of shopping for vehicles. But what hasn't changed with us is the exceptional customer service before, during, and after the sale. Our goal is to make you a customer for life. At Elizabeth Chevrolet, it's our valued customers that have kept us in business for over 50 years. We invite you to stop in and see what we have to offer. As we've always said, take the drive. We're worth it. Elizabeth Chevrolet, Highway 15 South in Truman.
Back here in Waseca, we're all tied up at 8, 14:06 to go in the first half. Waseca ball, Blue Earth area, 5-0 run to start. Waseca 8 unanswered points, and the Bucks just tied it with a 3 by Taylor Davids. Waseca ball, right side, good bounce pass down to the low block underneath. Another bunny miss, this time by Jerron Russell. And a whistle on the rebound, another foul on Blue Earth area underneath. On Gage Barker, I believe. Yep, that'll be his first. Second foul on the Bucks. Blue Jays inbound, right corner. Onstead trying to kick it out to the corner to Demarius Russell, but that's tipped out of bounds. Blue Jays will inbound underneath again. Inbounded, three-point shot from the left side by Jerron Russell. No good. And the rebound off four. Blue Earth area. Here come the Bucks. Logie into the front court, off to Grandjeanette, over to Dahlberg. Now Davids. Davids around to the top. Dribbles around to the left elbow, off to Grandjeanette. He stumbled and lost the ball, penetrating the lane. Fourth turnover. Here comes the Blue Jays back the other way. Jerron Russell, Demarius back to Jerron. Quick move on the baseline, back out. Three-point try. Nope. Doesn't count. 3 second violation on the Blue Jays. That's their first turnover. And Blue Earth area will get it back. Still tied at 8. 13:16 left to go here in the first half. Buck ball. Logie across the line. Leaves it for Grandjeanette. Three pointer. Good from the top of the key by Gage Barker. His first three of the game. And the Bucks now lead it 11-8. Waseca ball. Jerron Russell on top. Keaton, left side, tries to penetrate from the left wing. Shot up, no good. Rebound grabbed by Blue Earth area. And here come the Bucks again. Into the front court. Barker has it. Pulls it back out. Now dribbles around near the top of the key. Now drives into the lane. Got it underneath. Oh, too bad there because Grandjeanette had created a little space for himself there, but the pass not perfect, and he kind of had to gather it in, and it bounced on the baseline. That's the fifth turnover on the Bucks. Waseca back the other way. Blue Earth area up by 3. Onstead, left side underneath. Jerron Russell back out to Onstead, left corner. Oof, his pass back to the top of the key, almost stolen away. But they get it. Now the bounce pass in the lane is stolen by Logie. Second turnover on Waseca. Ahead to Barker. Barker across the line. Drops it off now. Noah Dahl's in the game here for Blue Earth area. Dahl, 6'3 senior, and pass down underneath. Shot by Dahlberg. He missed it. And then got his own rebound and missed again. And those are the first two shots the Bucks have missed here tonight. Waseca ball. Here's a drive up the lane. Oh, no. Another layup missed by Demarius Russell. And the rebound off for Blue Earth area. They still lead 11-8. And Parker brings it into the front court. On top for Logie. Logie drives in right side. Spins in front. Shoots. Got it from just inside the free throw line. And Max has his first two. Bucks lead at 13-8. Waseca ball into the front court. Right side. Halscher has it. Halscher on the right wing, three-point shot good by Halscher. They all can shoot threes, all of them. Russell, both Russells, Keaton, Halscher, off the bench, Onstead. They're all good three-point shooters, and now a trap at half court and a timeout Blue Earth area. They had Jake Grandjeanette trapped in the corner again. 11:06 to go here in the first half. 13-11, Blue Earth area by 2, and we're back in 30 seconds.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future, That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Back here in Waseca, Blue Earth area, playing well here early. 1, 2, 3, 4. The Bucks are 5 of 7 from the floor. Waseca is 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. They're 4 of 16 from the floor in their early shooting. And they've missed some bunnies underneath, too. So it's been an interesting start to this one. Blue Earth area ball inbounding from the far sideline after the timeout into Dahl. Dahl back to Logie, and now Gage Barker will take it. On the right side, Barker drives to the baseline, over to the corner. Sully Dahlberg hits the three from the left corner. 6 points for Dahlberg, and it's 16-11. Blue Earth area leads. Waseca to Ron Russell to Demarius. Marius, right side, Halscher. Halscher from the right corner, and his three goes. Tried to rim out, but it stayed in there. 6 points for Zach Halscher. 16-14 now. So Halscher answers the three. Bucks trying to get there. The Blue Jays trying to trap Blue Earth area at half court again. The Bucks beat it this time. Logie into the lane, out to the right corner for Barker. Barker drives the baseline, bounce pass, trying to get it over to Dahl, is knocked out of bounds by Waseca. David's back in. He took a quick rest. Dahl was in for him. And Laird Keaton back in for Waseca. Bucks inbound underneath. And it's lobbed in left side for Davids. Davids off to Logie. Logie on top for Barker. Barker now gets it to Sully Dahlberg. He drives into the lane, tries to bank one in, no good. And on the rebound, foul called on Waseca. And that's on Onstead again, I believe. Yeah, that'll be his second. And the second foul on the Blue Jays. Bucks inbound underneath. Logie will put it in play. Inbounded to Dahlberg, back out Logie. Now off for Grand Jeanette at the top. Over to the right side, Barker has it, trying to penetrate the lane, can't get by Laird Keaton. Now to the corner, Dahlberg down to 5 on the shot clock, a runner and a shot good by Logie. Max Logie with 4 now, and the Bucks lead it 18-14. Blue Jays up with it. Onstead drives the baseline, trying to dish it underneath. It's tipped. Picked up, though, by Deron Russell, but his shot in front won't go, and Blue Earth area grabs the rebound. And Barker into the front court on the near side. Barker gets it off for Logie. He'll pull it out and reset for Blue Earth area. Logie penetrating the lane, gets it back out to Davids. Davids now, left side, Barker. Barker penetrating up the right side of the lane. Back out to Jake Grandjeanette. Left side. Here's a three-point shot. No good by Barker. Ball tipped around, and Dahlberg comes up with it. Up to Logie now. Logie spinning into the lane. Fade away from in front is short. No good. Rebound off for the Blue Jays. Pretty good look there by Logie on that little fadeaway in the middle of the lane, but it didn't quite have enough on it. Blue Jay ball, pass right side. Here's a three-point try by Onstead. It rims out, no good. Rebound, Bucks. And Jake Grandjeanette into the front court is fouled by Demarius Russell. First on him, the third on Waseca. And the Bucks will inbound from underneath. So Logie will put it in under his own basket. And he goes right in the lane, and an easy layup for Barker. Nice inbounds play by Blue Earth area. Barker came free right in the middle of the lane, had an easy shot in front. 5 points for Gage now. 20-14, Bucks lead by 6. Right side, bounce pass underneath, shot up, good. in the game now. Jacob Thompson gets his first two. He checked in just a bit ago, a 6'2 senior for Waseca. Worries area ball. They get it across the line after a little bit of half-court pressure there. Logie on the left side penetrates in. Shot up, won't go, off the glass. No good. Rebound, Waseca quickly ahead. Shot from the left corner. Three-pointer is in and out. No good by Halscher. And the rebound went out of bounds underneath off of Blue Earth area. Waseca's going to inbound from under their own basket. 20-16, Blue Earth area by four, 7:40 to go in the first half. Inbounded Halscher, three-pointer, good from the right wing. Zach Halscher now with three threes. He's got 9 points. And down to a one-point lead now for Blue Earth area. Bogey has it into the front court for the Bucks. Spins into the lane, got underneath, but it was knocked away from him by Halscher. Just about to go up for a open shot underneath, and Halscher poked it away from behind there. And the Bucks inbound from underneath now into Grandjeanette. Now to Barker. Barker on the right side, trying to get it to Grandjeanette. Now comes back out to Logie. 10 on the shot clock. Logie spinning into the lane, takes it all the way in. Shot up, no good, but he's fouled, and Logie will go to the line to shoot two for Blue Earth area. Fouls on Halscher, that's his first, and the fourth on Waseca. Logie, who has 4 points so far tonight, to the line to shoot two. And the first one is good. Five for Logie, 21-19, Blue Earth area leading. 7:06 left to go here in the first half of what's been entertaining for Buck fans here tonight. Hanging right with the mighty Blue Jays. Second free throw is good. Bogey got them both. 6 points for Max now, 22-19. Bucks holding on to the lead. Onstead, three, good from the left wing. Six now for Onstead off the bench, and that knots it up at 22. Here's that half-court pressure again. Bucks feed it, though, to Dahlberg into the front court. Dahlberg back out to Barker. Barker has it on top. Gets it off now to Logie. Logie left side, Grandjeanette. Grandjeanette penetrates back to Davids. Davids in the lane, shoots in front. Oh, in and out, no good. Rebound off for Waseca. Into the front court. Demarius Russell leaves it for Keaton, and he hits the three, and here come the threes raining in all over the place for Waseca now, and they take a 25-22 lead. Half-court pressure again, and Logie dribbled into the trap, but he was able to pass out of it right away to Grandjeanette. Off now to Dahlberg, and now the Bucks set things up. Here's a drive left side by Barker, gets it off. Logie's shot in front is short, no good. Rebound off for Waseca. Blue Jays can hit the threes. Here's another try, and it's good again. Onstad hits the three from the right wing. 9 points for him, and now they're starting to light it up. That's eight threes now in the first half for Waseca. Logie trapped at half court, got out of it. Barker now trapped. Now he throws it away. Onstad on the steal. Takes it to the other end, off the glass, no good. And the rebound grabbed by Dahlberg for Blue Earth area. 28-22, Waseca now with the lead. 5:15 to go here in the half. Logie out on top. Right corner, Dahlberg penetrates in, shoots off the glass. It's off, no good. And the Bucks now have gone a little cold. The Blue Jays are heating up. Left corner, Onstad for three again. In and out, no good. Rebound, though, grab by Robrand. Back to Onstead. Around right side. Long three put up there by Demarius Russell. No good. And the rebound off for Blue Earth area. Bucks have it with 4:40 left to go in the first half. Into the front court. Logie's pass to the left corner. Stolen away. Seven turnovers down underneath for Deron Russell. And a foul on Davids. Second on Taylor, third on Blue Earth area. And some substitutions here now. Caden Juba checking in for the first time tonight for Blue Earth area, the 5'10 freshman. And Zach Dahl's back into the game as well. Or Noah Dahl, I should say. And the Blue Jays inbound underneath. Elbow right side. Shot taken. A two-pointer there by Deron Russell. No good. Rebound to Blue Earth area. Grand Jeanette off to Barker. Barker to Dahl. Dahl in the lane right side. Lobs it out to Barker. Barker penetrating inside. Now a little fade away. Oh, and it rims out on Barker. Rebound, Waseca. Bucks now all of a sudden can't get anything to go. And now a steal in the lane. Deron Russell has it pickpocketed from him there. Third turnover on Waseca. And the Bucks into the front court. Barker across the line, off to Dahlberg. Dahlberg left side, Grand Jeanette. Jake Grand Jeanette gets it off right side now. Barker. Barker spins it around, takes it out on top. Barker penetrates into the lane. Oh, wow. That was an off-balance toss up on the glass, but it goes 7 for Barker. 28-24, Waseca. Three-pointer at the other end. Good again by Deron Russell, and that's his first points of the night. And a timeout called. That is the 9th three-pointer for Waseca here in the first half. They have 9 threes and just 2 two-point field goals. Timeout, 3:19 to go in the first half. And Waseca leading 31-24 over Blue Earth area back in 30 seconds.
When it comes to growing soybeans, performance is everything. Wagner Seed is dedicated to improving your success by utilizing the Asgrow soybean varieties that will perform in your fields. We have knowledge to make recommendations on the Asgrow variety that will make the most of every acre on your farm. Call Wagner Seed, serving South Central Minnesota, now in our fifth generation of seed sales.
Back after the timeout, Blue Earth area will inbound in the backcourt. 3:19 left to go till halftime. Here's full court pressure by Waseca. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Demarius Russell over on the far side. So the Bucks will inbound on the sideline. Caden Juba is going to put it in play. And he gets it in to Grand Jeanette in the front court. Grand Jeanette immediately trapped in the corner, and the ball is loose. 8 turnovers, pass ahead, and an easy layup at the other end for, that is Ethan Hiller, who's in the game now for the Blue Jays, 6'1 sophomore. Bucks have it back the other way. Here's Dahl driving into the lane, lost the ball, and another turnover, 9 of them now on the Bucks. Here come the Blue Jays. Demarius Russell, oh, what a feed to Hiller underneath. And he is fouled as he goes up with it. We'll get a couple of free throws. Fouls called on Cade Juba. First on Juba, that's 4 on Blue Earth area now. 2 shots here for Hiller. First free throw is good. 3 points now for Ethan Hiller. And the second free throw, good again. Hiller has 4 on the night. And the Bucks inbound. And they throw it away again, trying to get it in on the near side. That'll be 10 turnovers, and this pressure is starting to wear a little bit on Blue Earth area. 35-24, Waseca has opened up an 11-point lead. And they'll inbound near side, but hold up. Referees whistling it down here before we go. So Waseca will put it in near side. I don't know why they stopped play there, but now we're ready to go. I think it was the shot clock again. They were getting the 20 seconds up on that. So Blue Jays have it. Laird Keaton, and it's guess what? It's another three from the right wing. Keaton now with 6 points. And the Bucks trouble in the backcourt. Foul, though, on Keaton. Laird picking up his first. And the fifth foul on Wasika. So it will be Blue Rays area ball. And the inbound to pressure again. Ball tipped away and another steal underneath Demarius Russell. And that one is good. Five for Russell. That was the 11th Buck turnover. Inbounded again and quickly they trap Sully Dahlberg. He dribbles through it. And they get it across the line to Logie. Right side. Off for Dahl. To the corner right side. Logie. Logie back out for Gage Barker to Dahl. Now Logie pulls it out again, but six on the shot clock. Got to hurry. Four on the shot clock. Logie over to Dahlberg. Three-pointer is off, no good. And the rebound grabbed by Wasika. Ahead to Duran Russell. He pulls up and hits the two from the left side. 5 points now for Duran Russell. 42-24, Wasika starting to run away now with 1:16 left to go here in the first half. And now a whistle and a foul on the Blue Jays. Foul will be on Duran Russell. First on him, that's six on the Blue Jays. So no shooting foul here yet. Blue Rays area will inbound underneath. Bogey will put it in. Lobbed inside. Dahlberg back out to Logie. Logie on the right side. Picked up the dribble and now gets it back to Barker. Barker penetrates into the lane. Shoots in front. Got it. Nice drive and bucket there by Gage Barker. 9 points for him. 42-26. Wasika leads it. Down to 48 seconds to go till halftime. Duran Russell back around. Here's a three-pointer from the top. No good by Onstead, I believe that was. And the rebound off for Blue Earth area. Right side, Barker has it. Barker pulls it out near half court. Barker. And still on the dribble. Down to 13 seconds to go. Barker right side, still dribbling. Now gets it off to Dahlberg. Seven on the shot clock. Now a steal out on top by Onstead. He takes it in for the layup. Carson Onstead off the steal and the 12th turnover on Blue Earth area. Barker up. Got to get it off. He won't get a shot off, and we've reached halftime. And after hanging with them for a while, the Blue Jays go on a run and now lead it 44-26 here at halftime over Blue Earth area. Our halftime report is coming up after this 2.5 minute timeout.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Protect yourself, your family, and your community against the flu this season. And get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, earn a 20-cent fuel saver when you get your flu shot. Visit your local Hy-Vee pharmacy and protect yourself today. Some restrictions apply. Get insulin for as low as $35 at Hy-Vee Pharmacy. That's right. Manage your diabetes for less. With insulin for as low as $35 per month. Visit Hy-Vee.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. See pharmacy for eligibility details.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the Heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. Stateline Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
It's in. Back here in Waseca. And we're back here at halftime. It's time again for our Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. See Lee for all your insurance needs. Well, Blue Earth area was fun for, I don't know, first 10 minutes or a little bit more of the first half. Bucks were actually leading. They were looking pretty good there for a while. Hanging right in there with the Blue Jays, but I tell you what, the Blue Jays can score so quickly, and when you can hit threes, once they start warming up, it can turn in a hurry, and that's exactly what happened. Bucks had a six-point lead at one point, but Waseca quickly turned it around and went on a pretty good run there towards the end of the first half to take a 44-26 lead. We'll come back. First half numbers after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Back here in Waseca, and the numbers from the first half. We'll start with Waseca. They're actually led by Carson Onstead off the bench with 11 points. He had three threes. So 11 for him. The rest of the scoring, Zach Hulscher has nine. Six for Laird Keaton, five for Demarius Russell, five for Deron Russell, and two for Andrew Robrand. Also off the bench, Ethan Hiller with four. And Jacob Thompson with two for their total. They're not turtle. They're total of 44 here in the first half. Waseca shot 16 of 36 in the first half for 44%. And they were 2 of 2 from the line. They committed only three turnovers. Blue Earth area led by Gage Barker with nine. Six for Max Logie. Six for Sully Dahlberg. Three for Taylor Davids and two for Jake Grandjeanette for their total of 26. Bucks turned it over a little too much, 12 turnovers in the first half. They were 10 of 21 from the floor for 47% and 2 of 2 from the line. So there's the numbers from half number one, 44-26. Waseca has the lead, and we'll be back. That's going to do it for our Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. And more at the half from Waseca coming up after this timeout. We'll take a 2.5-minute break.
It's Lucky Charm Days, Friday, March 15th and Saturday, March 16th at Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Stop in and see their new spring merchandise and draw your own discount on your entire purchase. Don't miss the savings during Lucky Charm Days, Friday, March 15th from 8 to 5 and Saturday, March 16th from 8 to noon at Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. In-stock merchandise only, repair work not included.
United Hospital District is excited to announce the arrival of our newest full-time provider, Dr. David Heine, a family medicine practitioner who is now seeing patients Monday through Thursday in our Wells Clinic. Dr. Heine specializes in all areas of family medicine and is excited to help you on your journey to better health. To schedule an appointment with Dr. David Heine in our Wells Clinic, call 507-553-6550. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States, is dedicated to the needs and profitability of farmers. Did you know that Beck's is the only company with access to every approved trait in the U.S.? This advantage allows us to remove the bias from sales and focus on what's best for farmers. For more information or to place a seed order today, call Jason Engleby in Winnebago at 507-525-0433.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
We're back here in Waseca. Other scores in the subsection. Here they are. Maple River with just a two-point edge over St. Clair at halftime, 29-27. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial scored 64 in the first half. They lead New Richland 64-31. And Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton leading Waterville, Elysian, Morristown 44-28 at halftime. In Section 2A, some of the scores there, Mountain Lake Comfrey leading Martin County West 48-24. Springfield leads Medelia 48-37. Mankato Loyola leads Martin Luther, Granita Huntley, East Chain Truman 31-24. And Alden Conger is up on United South Central 21-16 at the half. Those are the scores from the other section, 2AA and Class A. Back with the second half of this one after this 1 minute timeout.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Mid Iowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners make sense for you.
At Bedrock Ready Mix, they have it, they mix it, and they deliver it. Bedrock Ready Mix is your locally owned and operated ready mix cement, rock, and sand supplier. Choose the mixture that's right for your project. Plus, Bedrock Ready Mix has exposed aggregate concretes available too. All of their concrete's delivered with front load trucks, and they have the ready mix for your next cement pad, sidewalk, driveway, footings, basement, or any other project you need cement for. When your job calls for concrete, call Bedrock Ready Mix at 507-525-3400 or find them north of Winnebago on Highway 169.
Waseca inbounds as we start the second half, and they have a comfortable 44-26 lead. Near the free throw line, Deron Russell over to Demarius, and another three-pointer. Demarius starts the second half with a three. They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of them in the first half. And they start the second half with another one. And now lead at 47-26. Blue Earth area ball. Logie drives into the lane, shot up no good. Dahlberg able to get the rebound and roll it out to Max, who rolls one in. 8 points now for Max Logie. And here comes Waseca into the front court. Right side, Laird Keaton. Keaton back around to the top. Halscher has it now. Right side, Keaton. Right corner, Demarius Russell. Cross-court pass, Halscher for three. It's off no good this time, and Davids is there for the rebound. Ahead to Franzinet. Franzinet off to Logie. Logie on top, drives inside. Now to the right corner. Graham Jeanette has it. Back to Davids in the corner. Now to Barker. Bounce pass Dahlberg underneath. Pass back to the top. Tipped out of bounds by Demarius Russell. And Blue Area will inbound from the far sideline. Kind of down in the corner, and it'll be Logie to put it in. Inbounded to Barker, now off to Grandjeanette. Grandjeanette down to the baseline. David shot short, no good. Rebound to Ron Russell. He dribbles it into the front court, drops it back for Keaton for a three. That's off, no good. Rebound, though, grabbed, and the runner in front, good by Laird Keaton. The rebound grabbed underneath there by one of the Russells, and then he got it to Keaton for the bucket. 49-28. Here's a three from the top, good by Logie. 11 for Max Logie now. Back the other way, Blue Jays have it. Halscher left corner. Halscher cross court over to Keaton. Ron Russell on the left side. Over to the corner. Halscher will try the three, and he got it from the left corner. Halscher now with 12 points on the night. And the Bucks have it. They break the pressure. Right side, Davids gets it off to Logie. Logie to Barker. Barker right side. Back to Logie. Logie and a whistle and a palming call. Logie turns it over to Wasika. Blue Jays will get it back. 15-14 left to go in the game. 52-31. Wasika leads it. Out on top. Demarius Russell, and there's a foul on Grandjeanette out on the perimeter. First on him, the first on the Bucks here this half. Keaton is coming out, and Jacob Thompson checks in. Inbounded on top. Dump right back underneath for Jacob Thompson, that is, and he gets the bucket. 4 points for him. And the Bucks get it across the line. Off to Barker on the near sideline. Barker. Off now to Davids. Davids dribbling into the lane. And a whistle, another Wasika foul. Onstead got the foul, his third. And the first on the Blue Jays this half. Bucks inbound underneath. Lob right underneath. And a shot by Dahlberg is short, no good. And it's punched out of bounds by Dahlberg trying to get the rebound. And that'll belong to Wasika. Back in Laird Keaton. Halscher will come out for a rest. And Deron Russell will bring it up to Demarius, right wing. Right corner, three-pointer Onstad, good. Got to get out on him. Carson Onstad with 14 now. He's got, or 15, he's got four three-pointers in the game. And we have a foul in half court on Wasika here now, I believe. Yep, it's on Demarius Russell, his second. Second foul on Wasika. Bucks inbound on the far sideline. Logie will put it in play. Inbounded to Barker in the backcourt. He brings it up. Now drives up the left side of the lane to the corner. Dahlberg for three. Good. Sully Dahlberg with 9 points now as he hits a three. And the Blue Jays back the other way. Three-point try. Deron Russell is in and out. No good. Knocked out by Blue Earth area underneath. And the Blue Jays will put it in under their own basket. Demarius Russell inbounds to Onstead, right corner. Drives to the lane, off to Duran. He'll drive, and a little finger roll right out in front. Good by Duran Russell. 7 points for him. Bucks get it across the line through the pressure. Logie, a runner in the lane in front. A little bit too hard off the heel, no good. Rebound, Wasika. Deron Russell into the front court. Now Demarius drives up the right side of the lane with a quick first step move, and he gets the layup. 10 points now for Demarius Russell. 61-34. Wasika leads it. 13-16 to go in the game. Logie across the line. Logie into the lane, shoots in front, rolls in, good. Logie hits the bucket. 13 for him, a timeout now called with 13:07 left to go in the game. It's Wasika 61, Blue Arrows area 36, and we're back after this 30-second timeout.
The attorneys at Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson are experienced with all stages of real estate transactions, from drafting purchase agreements to closing on the sale. They also provide the convenience of an in-house abstractor through Abstract and Title Services of Southern Minnesota. For experienced legal representation and convenience service in your real estate transaction, contact Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson, providing legal services in Southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
Back here in Wasika. And the Blue Jays inbound. Oh, boy, nobody can stop Demarius Russell. He blew by everybody for a left-handed layup, but it rolls off no good. Rebound Bucks. Caden Juba on the left baseline drives in for a shot. That won't go. And the rebound off for the Blue Jays. Demarius Russell to Deron. Deron back out. Onstead open. Three-pointer no good from the right wing. And the rebound to Blue Earth area. Logie will bring it up. Logie driving in, and a foul called on Wasika. It's on Onstead, and that's his fourth. The third on the Blue Jays. Onstead's going to come out. And so Blue Earth area inbounds under their own basket, down 61-36. 12:30 left to go in the game. Lobbed into Dahlberg. Back out. Logie three-pointer. No good. Right corner. Rebound. Laird Keaton. Off to Demarius Russell. Russell penetrating into the lane. Back out for Robran. Now on top. Halscher has it. Left side. Here's Demarius Russell on a nice drive and a layup there. 12 down for Demarius. And the Bucks back the other way, driving into the lane. Bank shot up off the glass. Rolls off no good for Barker. Rebound Blue Jays. To the right corner, Laird Keaton. Three-pointer off no good. Rebound, though, is grabbed by Robran, but they're going to get him on and over and back. Over the back, that is. Robran with the foul. First on him, that's the fourth on the Blue Jays. Bucks inbound now. Back court, a little bit of full court pressure across the line. Off now for Barker, who feeds it nicely to Caden Juba underneath for a bucket. And Caden has his first two. Here's a three-pointer at the other end. Good by Laird Keaton. All alone, he was left out on the right wing. 11 for Keaton. Bucks on the drive. Barker drives in, shot no good. Rebound grab by Wasika. Here come the Blue Jays. Nice speed underneath by Demarius Russell. Got it to Robran, who gets the bucket. He missed it the first time. Got his own rebound, put it up, and is fouled after making the basket. They had a chance for a three-point play now as he's fouled by Noah Dahl. First on him, second on Blue Earth's area. And so Robran to the line to try to complete the three-point play. And it is good. Robran with 5 points now. 69-38. Wasika leads. And we're down to 11:02 left to go in the game. Logie brings it up. Left side off for Davids. Davids drives in the lane. Shot in front, no good, but he is fouled. And Taylor now gets a couple of free throws. Fouled by Robrand, his second, and the fifth on the Blue Jays. So here's Davids to the line. First free throw, good. 4 points now for Taylor Davids. Second one on the way, no good. Got one out of two. Ball loose, but finally picked up by Jerron Russell. Russell will bring it up on the near side. Russell off now for Keaton. Halscher, right side. Robrand, and he tried to pass it down underneath. Onstead has it tipped. Or no, check that. That's Ethan Hiller underneath. And it tipped away from him. It's off a Blue Earth area, though, so the Blue Jays inbound from under their own basket, right underneath, and a shot up, no good by Keaton. Rebound Wasika, though. They'll get another crack at it. Kicked out to the corner. Halscher for three, and it is in and out, no good. Rebound off for Blue Earth area. Logie up with it now. Drives into the lane. Logie has it knocked away from him, but he's able to pick it up, gets it underneath, and the shot good by Graham Jeanette. 4 points now for Jake Graham Jeanette, 69-41. And the Blue Jays back the other way. Spinning move in the lane. Nice drive there. Finished off by Jerron Russell. He's got nine. And it is 71-41 now. 30-point lead for Wasika. Caden Juba dribbling into the lane. Gets it off to the corner to Logie. Logie will pull it back out on top. Off now to Davids. Davids penetrates the lane, shoots left side. That's off, no good. Wasika on the rebound. Jerron Russell. Front court, Halscher, right corner, Keaton. Keaton, left corner, open for a three, and it's off, no good by Hiller over there. On the rebound, a foul on Wasika. It's on Halscher. That'll be his second. And the fourth. The sixth on Wasika. One more to the bonus for Blue Earth area. 9:20 left to go in the game. 71-41. Wasika leads by 30. And Blue Earth area inbounds. Across the line. It is Barker on the dribble, gets it off now. Devin Hayes has checked in for the first time here tonight. He has it off to Barker again. Nice kind of stop and go there by Barker to the bucket for a layup. 11 points for Gage. Devin Hayes, 5'9 sophomore in there for the Bucks after that last break. Wasika ball down underneath. Shot in front, good. Little kind of a hook shot by Laird Keaton out in front. 13 for Keaton. And the Bucks back the other way again. Barker off now to Hayes. Hayes to Logie. Logie driving in. Shot in front, rims out, but a whistle foul called on Wasika. Two shots coming for the Bucks. Foul is on, I believe, Jacob Thompson. Yep, first on him. That is seven. On Wasika, this will be two shots, though, for Logie. First free throw, short, no good. 13 for Max here tonight for Blue Earth area. And the second free throw on the way, good. So Logie gets one out of two. He's got 14 in the game. And the Blue Jays back the other way. Out on top, Onstead has it. Dumped inside. Whoops, and the pass, they dumped it into Keaton, and his pass back to the top of the key went into the back court, and it'll be an over-and-back call on Wasika. So Blue Earth area gets it back, 73-44, Wasika with the lead. 8:14 left to go in the game. Bucks inbound. Logie off to Barker. To Logie now. Logie, bounce pass underneath for Devin Hayes, and he goes up and is fouled. Fouled again on Thompson. And that's his second. And to the line goes Devin Hayes for Blue Earth area. First free throw is good. Only bench scoring prior to that was Caden Juba's 2 points. Devin Hayes with one now off the bench. And here comes his second free throw. That one, good. So Hayes gets them both. It is 73-46. Wasika comfortably in front here. And the Blue Jays will inbound some substitutions made here before they put it in. And Demarius Russell will bring it up. Off now for Onstad in the backcourt. He'll dribble it across the line. Onstad, left side to Keaton. His pass back to the top, almost stolen again. Gage Barker got a finger on it. Demarius Russell gets it, though, down underneath. Onstad up underneath. Or was that Hiller? That was Hiller. And it's no good. Rebound off for Blue Earth area. Bogey driving into the lane. Back out to Dahl. It's a travel call on Dahl. And so it goes back to Wasika. Blue Jays inbound again. And it'll be Demarius Russell to bring it up. Demarius dribbles left side. Bounce pass inside. Now kicked out right wing. Hiller will try a three. That's off, no good. And the rebound to Blue Earth area. Logie driving all the way in, and his shot out in front is good. 16 now for Max Logie. And the Blue Jays, Demarius Russell driving right up the lane. Goes up in traffic and gets the layup anyway. 14 for him. Max back the other way now. Out on top, Devin Hayes. Hayes driving in, left-handed shot off the glass, rolls off the rim, no good. Blue Jays, two-on-two break, and a bounce pass over to Keaton for the bucket. 15 now for Laird Keaton. 77-48. Wasika leads it down to 6:24 to go. Here's a three-pointer by Logie, no good, left wing. And a pass ahead. Bounce pass now underneath on the transition. First pass went ahead to Keaton. He gets it down underneath for Robrand for the bucket. 7 points now for Robrand. Bucks back the other way. Logie near the free throw line, backing his way into the lane. Now fades one away from the left baseline. It's off, no good. Blue Jay ball ahead. The Russells take it in. Demarius drops it back. Four. That was Keaton, actually, for the bucket there. And Keaton gets the bucket with a timeout called. 5:45 left to go in the game. Wasika leading Blue Earth area 81-48. And we'll be back after we take this 30-second timeout.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
Back here in Wasika, 81-48. Wasika running away in this one. They'll move on and face the winner of the JWP Waterville Legion Morristown game. And Blue Earth area inbounds, far side. Logie on top, off to Dahl. Dahl into the lane. David's pass to the corner for Grand Jeanette. Now over to Logie. Logie will shoot a three. That's short, no good, but Dahl is there for a rebound. He steps back for a three. That's short. Rebound off for the Blue Jays. Blue Jay ball. Halscher brings it up on the left side. Gets it inside. Robrand to the corner right side. 3-point shot. Good. And that is Cody Vaught, who checked in here a little bit ago. And the Blue Jays are up by over 35 now, so we're going to have running clock here. There's a three from the top, in and out, no good by Dahl. Rebound, Blue Jays, all alone at the other end, got behind the defense, and they found him. Hiller it is for the bucket. 6 points now for Ethan Hiller. 86-48. And Barker for Blue Jays area gets it off to Davids. 3 point shot, no good from the left wing. Barker gets the rebound, though, into the lane, Logie. Back out, three for David. Short, no good. Rebound, Blue Jays. And the Blue Jays into the front court. Left side, Halscher pulls up near the free throw line, and he gets another one. 14 now for Zach Halscher. And a running clock here. Shouldn't the clock just keep running here? I guess there was a rolling timeout is what was called. We've got a bunch of substitutions here. So the Blue Jays with a whole mess of new faces on there. Wyatt Hager has checked in. Looks like Logan Heyer is in the game. Blue Jays area ball. And Logie brings it up. Goes to the corner right side. Graham Jeanette on top. Three-pointer by Barker. No good. Rebound Wasika. Logan Heyer will bring it into the front court. Goes right side for Wyatt Hager. Hager now for Sebastian Teague. On top to the right corner. Three-point try by Gio Van Engelenberg. And that's no good, but Wasika on the rebound. Van Engelenberg with it again. Off for Wyatt Hager. Back out. Three-point shot. No good. Taken there by Vaught. Rebound putback. No good by Hager, but he's fouled. Clock will continue to run here as we have running clock. 3:12 left to go in the game. Foul was called on Logie, and that's his first. First free throw is no good by Wyatt Hager. And the second free throw coming. And that one no good. Rebound grabbed by Blue area. And the Bucks have it. Hayes off to Barker. Barker down underneath. Shot up is good. That is Peter Fletcher, who gets the bucket underneath for Blue area. And some substitutions here again. Take a rolling timeout again. More new faces coming onto the floor here. Peter Fletcher off the bench getting a bucket for Blue area. So it's Wasika ball now. Vaught into the front court. On top, Van Engelenberg. Now left corner, three-point shot taken there by Vaught again, no good. Rebound Wasika, and they get a bucket left side. Sebastian Teague got that one. Bucks back the other way, and a drive in the lane by Devin Hayes. He's fouled. Hayes will go to the line. Foul was called on Wyatt Hager. So Hayes to the line for Blue Jays area for a couple more free throws, and he misses the first one. Bucks now will have Dakota Mitchell coming into the game, 5'8 junior. Second free throw by Hayes, no good. He missed them both. Rebound Wasika. 1:20 left to go. Vaught into the front court. Right side for Hager. Back out, three-point shot, no good by, that was Teague, rebound Bucks. And in the game now, shot underneath by Omar Gomez, no good. Tristan Hansen's in the game as well for Blue Ridge area. Now a pass down underneath, shot right in front is good by Logan Heyer. So Hire gets two. And the Bucks now back the other way with 40 seconds to go. Here's a three-pointer. Good! That was Tristan Hansen with the three for the Bucks. Blue Jays back the other way now, under 30 seconds to go. And the Blue Jays just going to stand out on the perimeter and almost essentially run it out here. There's a little bit of a difference on the shot clock here, though. So Wasika just standing out, dribbling it out, and they will get a shot clock violation, but then it's going to run out, and that's the ball game. Final score, 92-53. Wasika over Blue Earth area here tonight. We'll come back and wrap things up from Wasika after this timeout.
Extend the life of your equipment with the best warranty program and risk management tool in the agriculture industry. The Cenex Total Protection Plan covers new and used equipment. Receive up to 10 years or 10,000 hours of engine coverage when you use Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster premium diesel fuel and synthetic lubricants. With no deductible, the Cenex Total Protection Plan provides unmatched coverage to give you the power you need to keep your business running like a well-oiled machine.
To enroll in the Cenex Total Protection Plan, contact New Way K&H Cooperative at 800-445-4118 or visit newway-knh.com.
People are changing their lifestyle habits, feeling better, and having more energy with help from Tirzepatide and TAFE Wellness. Check out the reviews on Facebook. Nick has lost 73 pounds, sees the difference in the mirror, and his knees feel much better. He now walks 2 to 3 miles every day and has started light weightlifting and farm work. Start your weight loss journey in 2024.
TAFE Wellness Center. Take charge of your health.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. We realize here at Elizabeth Chevrolet that the internet is the new way of shopping for vehicles. But what hasn't changed with us is the exceptional customer service before, during, and after the sale. Our goal is to make you a customer for life. At Elizabeth Chevrolet, it's our valued customers that have kept us in business for over 50 years. We invite you to stop in and see what we have to offer. As we've always said, take the drive. We're worth it. Elizabeth Chevrolet, Highway 15 South in Truman.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Get the latest soybean technology in AsGrow's Extend Flex soybeans from Wagner Seed. Extend Flex yield technology gives you more consistent, flexible weed control, especially in tough-to-manage and resistant weeds, while also giving you higher yield opportunity with more beans per pod and more bushels per acre. Find out about AsGrow Extend Flex soybeans at Wagner Seed, serving South Central Minnesota, now in our fifth generation of seed sales.
Back here in Wasika, and again the final 92-53, Wasika over Blue Earth area. And here is the scoring from tonight's game. First for Wasika, they were led by Laird Keaton with 17 here tonight. 14 for Demarius Russell, 14 for Zach Hulsher, and also Carson Onstead with 14 off the bench. 9 for Duran Russell, 7 for Andrew Robrand, 6 for Ethan Hiller, 4 for Jacob Thompson. Cody Vaught had a 3 at the end there. Sebastian Teague had 2, and also 2 for Logan Heyer for their total of 92. Blue Earth area led tonight by Max Logie with 16, 11 for Gage Barker, 9 for Sully Dahlberg, 4 for Taylor Davids, 4 for Jake Grandjeanette off the bench, 2 for Devin Hayes, 2 for Caden Juba, 2 for Peter Fletcher, and 3 for Tristan Hansen. For the Bucks, total of 53. So Blue Earth area ends their year at 11-14. They are done. Wasika moves on to face the JWP Waterville Legion Morristown winner and they raised their record to 17-10 on the season. So that is going to do it. Again, the final score, Waseca 92, Blue Earth Area 53. Thanks to Kim back at the station. I'm Randy Allen. Thanks for listening. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Blue Earth Area Basketball here on KBW. Today's game has been brought to you by Bevcom, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, by Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing of Blue Earth, Jason Ingleby, your Bex Hybrids dealer of Winnebago, Jay's Shop of Blue Earth, East Chain LP Gas, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Greg Heine, your Pioneer dealer of Delavan, by Wagner Seeds of Wells, Darling Ingredients of Blue Earth, Hy-Vee of Fairmont, United Hospital District, M&M Insurance, New Way K&H Cooperative, the Mid-Iowa Agency Blue Earth, Bedrock Ready Mix of Winnebago, State Line Cooperative, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, and by Tate Wellness Center of Algona. Tonight's Blue Earth Area Basketball has been a presentation of KBEW Sports.
listen for the latest world and national news from the CBS Radio Network at the top of each hour on 1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend, you're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood, and talk is cheap when the story is good, and the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe. And even if it is, keep this in mind. You take it on the run, baby, if that's the way you want. You say you're coming home, but you won't say when. But I can feel it coming. If you leave tonight, keep running. And you need never look back again. You take it on the run, baby, if that's the way you want.
REO Speedwagon taking on the run, and Rick Burton on your Tuesday, March the 5th. Who's lighting up candles today? John Frusciante, guitarist with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, 54 years old. Identical twin brothers Craig and Charlie Reed from the Proclaimers. I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles, you know that song, 62 years old. Alan Clark, English musician, the first and main keyboardist for the rock band Dire Straits, 72 years old. And if you're celebrating, happy birthday to you. Kim Carnes, Betty Davis Eyes, Beatles Twist and Shout, nothing but a good time. Poison up next.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Comedian Dulce Sloan invites people into her life with a new book, Hello Friends.
And I don't know if you ever seen a whole book, but you got to put words in those. And they want like a lot of them. I didn't count them. That's not my job. But what I will say is that you have to fill it up so they'll pay you. It was difficult because I was thinking about I had to go over my whole life.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance.
eBay Motors is here for the ride.
120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use. I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
Yeah.
1460 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW. On farm news with the Brownfield and your Ag Network right here on 1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
You know you look so good, I'm so good. You know you get-
Beatles, Twist and Shout, Pet Shop Boys coming up, and Queen, We Will Rock You, and We Are the Champions.
KBEW 98 Country is giving you a chance to win a ham for Easter or $100 in cash on the Garlic's Water Conditioning Squeal of Fortune game. Just listen for this sound.
Squeal of Fortune!
When you hear it, be the fifth caller at 507-526-3320 for your chance to spin the wheel. If you hear this on your spin, you win a ham. If you hear this, you win $100 in cash. The Garlic's Water Conditioning Squeal of Fortune game. Listen to win right here on KBEW 98 Country. Brought to you in part by Bancroft Implement, your certified Case IH dealer. Madsen Seeds, your Beck's Hybrids dealer of Buffalo Center. Getty Farms of Bryceland. The Blue Bear Bar of Delavan. Weaver's Leather Store, Buffalo Center. And Patton Funeral Home of Blue Earth.
Here's your weatherology forecast. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Clear skies overnight with a low of 26 and winds out of the southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 55 and southeast winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Wednesday night, cloudy with a low temperature of 35 degrees and southeast winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Thursday, cloudy with a chance of rain and a high of 53 degrees with east winds at 5 to 10. Thursday night, showers and a little bit of snow mixing in with a low of 30 degrees. Friday, rain mixes with snow with a high temperature of 43 and north winds at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low temperature of 22 degrees and gusty northwest winds. Saturday, sunshine with a high around 46 degrees and gusty northwest winds. And for Sunday, plenty of sun with a high temperature around 54 degrees. In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller, and that's the latest weather on KBEW. Right now, it's 30.
1560 AM, 95.3 FM, KBEW.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man. Your big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, your big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
Everybody,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
All right.
my bows and my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose. It's we are the champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions, we are the champions, who's at the loser, yes, we are the champions of the world.
Yeah.
Shop Boys, What Have I Done to Deserve This? And Rick Burton. Okay, time for the educational part of the show. Time for Did You Know? Just so that we're a little bit wiser here. Did you know your birthday, you share it with 9 million others? Did you know a one-minute kiss burns 26 calories? So do the math on that one. And did you know at birth, Dalmatians are always white? Now you know these fun tidbits of information here. Rembrandts, I'll be there for you. We belong. Pat Benatar up next.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.